Good evening. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Michael Akins from the university. We're going to go for this big, long title. Ready? Director in the Office of Research and Economic Development.
That's right.
Woo! Look at that. So how long have you been at tech?
Oh, gosh, a little over 14 years.
That's a long time.
It is a long time.
And you've worn many hats.
Many, many hats.
During that time.
I have.
When I came on with the Biz Foundry about 3 years ago, Michael was the iCube guy. Talk to Michael in the iCube. And then there was like a little snippet in that time that it was like, I think Michael's lost because you weren't really in the iCube anymore. And I was like, I don't know how to find this person.
Yeah, there was a transitional phase.
Yes. So where did you start? Let's back it up. You're not from here, are you?
No, I'm originally from East Tennessee, Athens.
Well, that's relatively-ish. You're a Tennessee boy.
I'm a Tennessee boy, yes.
Okay, so did you come to tech for school?
No, I did not. I got my master's degree eventually after working there for a little while, but I grew up in Athens, and I went to Appalachian State in Boone, North Carolina for my undergrad. I got a marketing degree from there.
That's a cute little university.
Yeah, it's a wonderful university, and it gave me a lot of opportunities to expand my entrepreneurial horizons. I actually did music shows and owned a couple other businesses while I was there.
Music shows, like I'm thinking Ross from Friends, like that kind of music shows, or not quite?
Well, not exactly. It was electronic music at the time. I did not produce any of my own music or wear Ross style pants.
But a bit like Ross, but you don't want to admit it. So, okay, so you're doing music.
Right, yeah. So we would fly DJs in from around the world. We did small and large scale events, made a lot of money, lost a lot of money, learned a lot in the way. So I graduated from with my undergrad in marketing. I came back to my hometown, and some of my friends had actually started a bakery, and they got
in Athens.
Yeah, okay. They got their culinary degrees and started this bakery. And about 2 weeks in, they realized we have no idea how to run a business, and so they called me up.
Most entrepreneurs
don't, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You're not supposed to know everything.
Right.
You have your passion, and that's what the Biz Foundry.
Right.
That's what the director in the Office of Rural and Research and Economic Development does.
Right, right.
So there's resources for people who want to start a business.
Yeah, absolutely. There are plenty of resources up here. So, once we had run the bakery, I came up to...
So they came to you and said,
they came to me and they said, hey,
you've
got some business sense. Could you please help us with the front of the house? We had an amazing 2 years. Towards the end of that 2 years, I was looking to really do something with my marketing degree and above and beyond just running a bakery. So long story short, I answered an ad in probably October of 2005 for a position at Tennessee Tech. Came up, got interviewed, got hired on the spot, and literally the next week, I came to Cookeville and started my life here.
You moved all your things, 2005, move everything, and 2005 Cookeville is not what...
No, it was completely...
2020.
No, it was completely different, and it, one of the original reasons...
But it's still bigger than Athens at that time,
it's
right?
Bigger, so. It was bigger than Athens. We do have a university there, TWU now, Wesleyan College, but, it's nowhere near what Tennessee Tech was or continues to be. But anyhow, the original reason that I got hired was to run a virtual business incubator. And the idea was really cool. We did a lot of great stuff with it. It absolutely flopped just because at the time, the internet wasn't what it is today. Mm-hmm. So then...
Did you think as a kid that you were going to... I mean, you got a degree in marketing. You didn't... Did you think you would go into university affairs?
I had no idea, but I didn't have any preconceived notions of what I wanted to be. My father was a sales executive all of his life, and one of the things that he really enjoyed doing was trading stocks on the stock market. And I always had this dream of I'm going to be the next biggest stock tycoon and be a multimillionaire by the time I was out of college and all that. And of course, that didn't happen.
That's
per se. No, not yet. The dream is still there, but coming up to the university, we had this idea that with my entrepreneurial background, that we could start this virtual online incubator. And like I said, long story short, it didn't really work out. But at the time, it just wasn't the time for it. So what we did is we were actually creating at that time CD-ROMs for economic development. So we would actually, do videos and audio interviews, and we would do a lot of graphics, and we'd put them all in a CD-ROM and distribute them all over the country and sometimes across the world.
Who's using these seeding
right,
grounds?
Right. So particularly I started working on Campbell County, which is in East Tennessee County. Mm-hmm. And we were looking at how do we bring more retirees in? How do we attract businesses? How do we, you know, how do we grow
the economy,
right. Basic, you know, economic development.
So
stuff.
Are these going to like city people, chamber people kind of thing?
Yeah. So it would, what we would do is we would actually figure out, you know, what target areas that we wanted to promote to. So for example, with Campbell County, one of their major targets was retirees. So we would send that across the country to places that we would target where we knew that, that, you know, retirees were going to be, particularly up north where they wanted to, you know, move down south, but they didn't want to commit all the way to, for example, Florida. We felt that Campbell County, of course, was a great place for them to live, which it is. And we also made these for McMinnville and a few other areas. So we did that for quite a while, and then we kind of reformatted and started doing a lot of marketing for the Tennessee Board of Regents. So for the next 10 or 12 years, we did the Regents Online Degree Program.
Okay. In case you're just joining us, we have Michael Akins with Tennessee Tech University in the Office of Research and Economic Development.
That's right.
I'm going to stop you because I think there's economic development can be almost like thought of as a spider web.
Right.
And so until my former past lifetime, I was a high school math teacher, mm-hmm. and I thought, 0% about economic development.
Right.
What business does the university have spending money right. on Michael Akins going to Campbell County and promoting economic development? How does that help the university?
Right. Well, it helps out in several different ways. And before I go further, let me clarify that at the time when we were making those CD-ROMs, those were actually paid projects. So something that a lot of people don't realize is that of the $3 million that the IQ pulls in every year, those are all 100% self-paid projects. So everything that we're doing up there is money that we're actually bringing into the university so that we can.
So companies are sponsoring
right,
specific projects.
Right. Well, they're contractually creating projects. And what's great is all of this is 100% directly linked to students and faculty and what's going on at the university. So to answer your direct question, though, is what I'm doing now with economic development through, we have several programs. One of them notably is called the Center for Rural Innovation. So we actually have a grant from the Economic Development Administration, which is a federal agency. And we get a pretty good chunk of change every year for us to go out in the community and work with people like Jeff and yourself at the Biz Foundry, Launch Tennessee, and various other entities where we're actually going into the communities. We're helping young entrepreneurs, well, not necessarily young, but early stage entrepreneurs that have an idea for a business but don't really know where to go. We utilize our economic development and entrepreneurial ecosystem that we've established here in the Upper Cumberland to help those businesses get started or reach their next business goals. Now, we're also working with chambers of commerce. So we work with all the chambers of commerce in the Upper Cumberland area. We're working on various initiatives to basically help entrepreneurs and businesses as a whole to revitalize and create some resiliency in our rural areas. So we like to say at Tennessee Tech, when the community does good, tech does good, and vice versa. So it's very important that we do this.
Why does the university do good? Because we do good.
Right. So for several reasons. One, because we are a rural facing university. So a lot of our students and of course, all of our faculty live within the area. Another tangible reason that we are doing this is because, quite frankly, this is a direct connection to academics and experiential learning for the students. So, for example, one of the major things that we do, like with the Center for Rural Innovation, is when we're working out in the community, we actually identify Tennessee Tech students that have different skill sets that we can actually integrate them with the business. So the student actually gets to either have a paid student worker opportunity or they get to have an academic credit internship with the business. So the students are getting real world actual experiences, right? So the student mm-hmm. wins. We're able to place those students into the businesses and help them reach their next business goals, so the business wins, and then that allows us as economic developers at Tennessee Tech to help the region thrive. Which of course goes back into your original question: is everybody does good? It's absolutely our job at Tennessee Tech to make sure that we play our part because we're such a strategic economic driver in the region. So we want to make sure that we're working with our network to raise our area's profile, to raise our standard of living, and really help reach out and solve those rural issues.
You're such a fast talker. I'm going to stop right now, and I'm going to say the one big thing, too, about you mentioned these student workers.
Right.
A lot of these small businesses, these entrepreneurs in these rural communities, they can't afford to have the graphic design talents that these kids bring in.
Exactly.
And so you guys are able to help, you know, even us as a nonprofit, there's things that we'd really like to have a design to do this or, you know, and you guys are able to help us.
Right.
You know, when we don't have the funds to do those things.
Yeah, exactly. And the students get the experience. I mean, it's just so many people win and it makes sense and it's the right thing to do.
So, I mean, not all of this is philanthropic. I mean,
right.
Which, you know, you're pulling on people's heartstrings a little bit here. But, I mean, like you said, there's an overall encompassing you do. You know, everybody does better than tech does better. And it just kind of raises the bar.
Right.
We're going to go into this a little bit more in a second. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton, and we'll have Michael Akins, more from him when we get back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Michael Akins with Tennessee Tech, Director in the Office of Research and Economic Development. Longest title ever.
Thank you.
I think tech wants to have fancy titles. Do you feel fancier the fancier your title is?
Well, of course I do. Who doesn't?
I know. When I got a promotion, I wanted a director name in there. So we were talking, we kind of left off with... you're going to these rural areas and you're doing stuff to boost the economies there and how that really affects tech. And then what happened to what you started bringing in back things into tech and say, okay, let's start something here that we can get involved with. So what was that?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, to recap, like you said, you know, we were at the time we were called the Business Media Center. We were housed in the College of Business. And then right around the time that our president, Phil Oldham, came and took his position, he determined that we needed an innovation facility. And so we got together and built what is now known as the iCube. And that is the place that is the central location at Tech. It's in the Volpe Library. And that's where we do all the amazing things. So we do a lot of innovation and entrepreneurship. So we actually have a maker space in the back where the students can 3D print and you know, all the things that you would expect at a maker space. And additionally, in the front of the house, we are actually doing a lot of virtual reality development. And the really cool thing is that we have students from literally all the different colleges working there. So they are, you know, computer science students that are working on, you know, coding applications and virtual reality. We've got nurses that are doing social media. We've got all kinds of different disciplines, all collaborating and working together and bringing their various and diverse skill sets together to make really cool and amazing projects.
So you just mentioned nurses doing social media. Mm-hmm. I think that entrepreneurship is so exciting because it does touch across the board. You can be passionate about anything.
Yeah.
So how, I know that some of the nurses in maybe an Eagle Works group, were they came up with a new invention or a new because of some issues that they've seen. So what are some projects that you've seen that are like that you wouldn't have necessarily the Michael Akins of, at 20 years old doing
right.
his Ross music in Asheville, is that where
Boone.
Same thing. Boone, what's some surprising innovation that you've seen based on these students' careers?
Right. Well, I think what I'll start out with is just from a global perspective that every year the students continue to impress and amaze me with what they're able to come up with because, a lot of times, at entrepreneurship at Tennessee Tech or just in general, it's not discipline specific, right?
Mm-mm, no.
So one of the stigmas that we have to actually get over is a lot of the students will sometimes think, well, entrepreneurship, that's an engineering or a business thing. And while we do have a lot of business and engineering majors, we have a lot of other majors too, like nurses. We are working with agriculture students, biology students. And, I really think that, one of the most amazing things about it is that what we teach our students is that they have an idea to solve a problem. They can actually do this. It doesn't matter what background you have, what discipline you come from. We have the resources at Tennessee Tech to where we're going to be able to help you navigate through all this. And of course, I have to, give a shout out to the Biz Foundry. We're partnered in this entrepreneurship initiative. I can't say enough about, what Biz Foundry brings to the table to really navigate, coach, and mentor our students through, from the stage of, I have an idea and I want to solve this problem to, oh my gosh, I just created a business and I'm making money off of this.
And not just making some money, like we're all always, both of us are kind of hoping that people are making a livelihood off of
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Our vision is not just to make some pocket change or
right.
pizza money.
Right.
We're instilling in them that they can be a business owner and they can
yes.
really do this.
And they can literally change the world with their ideas. I mean, the things that the students have come up with in the past, one of my favorites has been actually 2 years ago. It was a nurse and a mechanical engineer and a chemical engineer, and they came up with an idea. Actually, we brought them to Cuba on a trip one summer, and they actually worked with elderly people in downtown Havana and figured out, okay, there's a lot of problems down there, one of those being arthritis. So they determined that they were going to create some type of medical device that would help mitigate the effects of arthritis. They worked on it for a year after we took the trip. They told me they wanted to compete in Eagle Works, and lo and behold, they won first place. And they're actually right now talking to medical suppliers in Tennessee about licensing their product and actually selling it. And like you said, it's not all about the money. Actually, this generation, while yes, the money is important and they want to make a livelihood, what they're really interested in is making a difference, having that experience, being involved in something and being involved in something that is actually helping and helping to transform lives, helping people feel better, helping people to do better. And that, I mean, what a story that is. I mean, that's.
Well, and let's touch base on that in a second. You're listening to Michael Akins, director in the Office of Research and Economic Development at Tennessee Tech. The one thing that I think that stands out with those young ladies mm-hmm. is that it's been 2 years, and I think, and they're still going.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy, quick path.
Right.
think sometimes that's the thing of like, oh, well, I've kind of met this little hurdle. Do I really want to jump over it?
Right.
Do I want to get a running start?
Right.
But I think with resources that we have here in the Upper Cumberland,
right.
it really helps them keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are there from, from the very beginning when they have an idea all the way to helping them cultivate this idea. I'm actually reading a book right now by Jim Collins. It's called From Good to Great. And he's talking about building great companies. And one of the concepts that he discusses is the flywheel effect. And long story short, it's all about gaining momentum. So, that it's not one singular event that, really makes a company realize that it's gaining momentum. It's all the little baby steps. It's all the things together that really get that flywheel going, right? So we're there to spark their interest. We're there to cheerlead them, but we're also there to have the tough conversations with them of, sometimes what we refer to in the entrepreneurship world is a pivot. So sometimes, the original idea that you have doesn't actually solve the problem that people want to pay for. So working through our programs such as National Science Foundation, Innovation Corps, with the Biz Foundry, we help the students to actually figure out how to go out, talk to potential customers, find out what is the problem that we're really solving. When we tell them, and actually steal this from your boss, we say, fall in love with the problem, not the solution, because at the end of the day, we're trying to solve that problem. We want to create something that somebody actually wants to buy, and we help them the entire way. And there's a lot of joy. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of tears, blood, sweat that goes into it, but it's awesome and they love it.
Well, and so just a quick, I mean, we don't have a ton of time, but, and you're a fast talker, so you've said a lot of things, but one of the biggest pivots that I'm aware of is our friends at SafeServe,
right,
who they developed a technology mm-hmm. to
scan IDs and government documents.
To find out who had a false ID, false documentation.
Right.
And it ended up that people really wanted to pay for it, and they're doing well with that.
Right.
But people wanted to pay for the database.
The database, exactly. They've become a data services company. They don't even sell the device anymore. When you sign up with their company, they give you the devices. They give you the scanner that they actually created in the makerspace at Tennessee Tech. They create a scanning and device that will, within milliseconds, tell you whatever I've scanned, is this a legal government-issued document? And it had a social impact mission with it as well, because they wanted to start out by curbing underage drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then that turned into, well, if we can scan IDs, we can scan other documents. They started selling the devices. That, fun fact, their device is actually in every point of sale system in Nissan Stadium where the Titans play. But then what they started realizing is that they're getting all this critical business information and data from the scanner. So now they've had a quite a pivot that allows them to be a data services company.
And that's tough. I mean, these are, you know, young guys the problem that they fell in love with was with this underage drinking.
Right. Correct.
And so sometimes that's tough to kind of do a little soul searching and mm-hmm. say, do I want to, I always say there's two types of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. There's the serial entrepreneur that just falls in love with the idea of creating, building, innovating. And then there's somebody that falls in love with their thing.
Right. Exactly.
And so, and I think both can be wildly successful mm-hmm. and both can make an economic impact. Mm-hmm. I think both can really truly change the layout of the region that they're in.
Yeah, they absolutely can. And I think that, you know, two things that I'll point out on that is, you know, we talk about, you know, this can be for anybody. One of the guys on the team is a computer science major. And the other guy, actually the founder, he's an exercise and physical wellness major. So it doesn't matter what major you come from. You're identifying what that problem is and working to solve it and literally and figuratively capitalizing on it.
Real quick, I know we kind of touched base a little bit on EagleWorks,
mm-hmm.
but that's something that is under your umbrella of director as well. And so EagleWorks is what?
So EagleWorks is our annual Tennessee Tech Shark Tank style pitch competition. So coming up on Saturday, April 18th at 1 o'clock. Again, that's Saturday, April 18th at 1 o'clock. We will have a
in Derryberry.
It's going to be in it's going to be in Bell Hall, which is the nursing auditorium.
Okay.
And so if you go to tentech.edu/EagleWorks, again, tentech.edu/EagleWorks, you can see more information. This is a public facing event. So what you're going to see is about 6 to 8 of our finalist team. So this is the best and the brightest that Tennessee Tech has to offer in entrepreneurship. And they are going to present, they will pitch for 7 minutes to a team of really awesome judges. And then after that, the judges will have a 5-minute question and answer session with the team. So you'll get to see about 6 to 8 of those. We'll start out actually with a trade show, which is always really cool. So we want the students to be able to interact with the public, and we're teaching them soft skills along the way, in addition to entrepreneurship. So come out 1 o'clock at Bell Hall. That's the nursing building.
And just see, I think the cool thing is, and the Biz Foundry does a youth want program like this. It's cool because no one's told them they can't yet.
Right, exactly.
And so they come up with the coolest stuff because they're not limited by the walls that we put up as adults
and
society.
And how awesome would it be to get the students that are going through My Big Idea to come to Tennessee Tech and continue on with their innovative ideas. So just once again, you know, shout out to EagleWorks. That's our entrepreneurship program. It's the culminating competition that we have every year. It's a public facing event. Come out and see and mingle with the best and brightest at Tennessee Tech.
So how can people find you if they're looking for you? Michael Akins, you are on LinkedIn. Yes.
Yep. I'm on LinkedIn. Okay. If you go to tntech.edu/EagleWorks and hit the contact button, that goes straight to
EagleWorks. I know he talks very, very fast.
EagleWorks.
tntech.edu/EagleWorks.
E-A-G-L-E.
Eagle Horks.
W-O-R-K-S.
Michael Akins. And they can find you through the Tennessee Tech website.
Yep.
Eagle Works also has social media. Center for Rural Innovation has social media.
Yep, we sure do.
So kind of all the businesses and all the people that you're working with are all on social media, Instagram. And so people can connect with what you're doing and see how these, you know, you're impacting this area.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in tonight.
Well, thank you so much. Can I come back?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure you have 30 more minutes of time.
So. I can literally talk all day.
He did say when he put his headphones on, I like to hear myself talk, which I agree with.
You're not supposed to tell them that.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Michael.
Thanks.